families had C or C averages in college. 65% of all U.S. senators came from the bottom half of their school classes. 75% of U.S. presidents were in the lower half club in school. More than 50% of millionaire entrepreneurs never finished college. Clearly, talent isn't everything. So, what makes the difference? Do you have what it takes? So, what does it take to succeed? Can anyone be successful? And where does talent fit in at all? Here's what I believe. 1. Everyone has talent. People have equal value but not equal giftedness. Some people seem to be blessed with a multitude of talents. Most of us have fewer abilities. But know this, all of us have something we can do well. In their book, Now, Discover Your Strengths, Marcus Buckingham and Donald O. Clifton state that every person is capable of doing something better than the next 10,000 people. And they support that assertion with solid research. They call this area the strength zone, and they encourage everyone to find it and make the most of it. It doesn't matter how aware you are of your abilities, how you feel about yourself, or whether previously you have achieved success. You are who you are, and you do have talent, which you can develop. 2. Develop the talent you have, not the one you want. If I ask you who would be more successful, the person who relies on his talent alone or the person who realizes his talent and develops it, the answer would be obvious. Then I'll ask you this question. Why do most people spend the majority of their time focused on strengthening their weaknesses? One thing I teach people at my conferences is to stop working on their weaknesses and start working on their strengths. By this I mean abilities, not attitude or character issues, which must be addressed. It has been my observation that people can increase their ability in an area by only 2 points on a scale of 1 to 10. For example, if your natural talent in an area is a 4, with hard work, you may raise it to a 6. In other words, you can go from a little below average to a little above average. But let's say you find a place where you are a 7. You have the potential to become a 9, maybe even a 10, if it's your greatest area of strength and you work exceptionally hard. That helps you advance from 1 in 10,000 talent to 1 in 100,000 talent, but only if you do the other things needed to maximize your talent. 3. Anyone can make choices that will add value to talent. So, if you should focus on developing your best talent and not your weaknesses, where should you spend your energy? On your choices. The key choices you make, apart from the natural talent you already have, will set you apart from others who have talent alone. Orator, attorney, and political leader William Jennings Bryan said, "Destiny is not a matter of chance, it is a matter of choice. It is not a thing to be waited for, it is a thing to be achieved." Success is your choice. If you're willing to commit yourself to making the right choices, you can achieve success. I've discovered 14 key choices that can make a difference. Commit to choices that bring success. Believe in yourself. Fire up your passion. Initiate action. Focus your energy. Value preparation. Embrace practice. Embody perseverance. Demonstrate courage. Become more teachable. Develop strong character. Cultivate good relationships. Commit to responsibility. Lean in to teamwork. Make these choices, and you can become the successful person you've always desired to be. You can do it. I believe the ideas in this book can help you. Life is a matter of choices, and every choice you make makes you. What will you do for your career? Whom will you marry? Where will you live? How much education will you get? What will you do with today? But one of the most important choices you will make is, who will you become? Life is not merely a matter of holding and playing a good hand, as you would hope to do in a card game. What you start with isn't up to you. Talent is God-given. Life is doing a great job of playing the hand you've been dealt. That is determined by your choices. Who you are plus right choices equals success. If you're willing to commit to making the right choices, you can reach your potential and fulfill your destiny.